Okay, so it's nice to see a small group of people coming here on Saturday to just listen to a little talk about meditation and just to be able to meditate together for 45 minutes. Yeah, I think it's always a nice thing to put time aside to allow the mind to calm down. Yeah. Like having a calm mind has a lot of benefits. It brings clarity, inner happiness, and yeah, it's one of these things that monastics do all the time, and we don't do it because we do it because we have a little bit of like trust, not a little bit, or some trust and faith in our teacher Ajahn Brahm and also the Buddha. But we also do it because we see the benefits of the meditation practice, and it's all very nice to understand that as a practitioner, as we go along this journey in meditation, the mind can go very deep, have a lot of clarity, and a lot of power behind it, to be able to see the teachings of the Buddha, and. In a way, yes, this is like the treasures or the fruits of the meditation practice. It's like sometimes when you talk about growing a fruit tree, the fruit always comes last. Growing the tree and looking after it comes first. So in a sense, when we look at this, like the deep meditations, The fruits are something that happens later on. So, but before that, we have to do the groundwork in order for the fruits of deep meditation to happen. And the groundwork is, looking after the tree and fertilizing it and making sure it stays alive and things like that. And that just comes from just a basic practice of meditation. Yeah, that's all it is. I mean, a good example is how a monk lives their monastic life. We give up the world. We give up the world. We change our clothes. We wear brown. We shave off our hair. And we live in the monastery. A very simple life. We don't travel. We don't go to parties. We don't have a car. And every day pretty much is the same. You wake up in the morning, you have breakfast at the same time, you have a work period for a couple of hours, and then you have the meal at the same time. So 6:30 or 6-7 o'clock you have breakfast, and about 11 o'clock you have the meal. And then after that, you might have a little bit of chit-chat with your monk friends, and then you just go back to your kuti and spend the rest of the day by yourself. And you do that every day when you decide to become a monk. There isn't anything too like exciting or there's not many variation, not much variation when you're living a monastic life. It's quite simple and the same all the time, which gives us that opportunity to develop the mind in meditation. And I always think, just coming here, you learn the tools, the tricks on the direction to guide your mind. Like, a lot of monks talk about metta meditation. They talk about the breath meditation. And they talk about all sorts of types of meditations. But I think the ingredient to develop the practice is to just do it constantly. Every day, I sound like a broken record. every day, as much as you can, yeah? Like for, half an hour, every day, an hour, things like that. And just allow the process of meditation to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And is sort of like a nice sort of example that I thought of recently was I was just working on the Stocker Road property, and we already laid some conduit in the ground, and we had to put some cable through it, and there was a string put through the cable. So the only way to do it is to tie the cable onto the string and then pull the string to get the cable through the other side of the conduit. So I was like thinking on how to do it, and I asked one of the monks to go get me some tape. And that's all I said was tape. You know, there's so many types of tape. You know, there's like electrical tape, there's masking tape, there's duct tape. So then he went off with one of the drivers, and they went to the workshop. And then I was just waiting, and I was thinking, oh, what's taking them so long? and then he came back, and then he bought me masking tape. Do you know how strong masking tape is? It's not very strong, is it? So then I thought to myself, how am I going to use this masking tape to pull this cable through the conduit? And the cable's like thick cable, is like it's like I think 25 mil cable. It's really thick, and you got 50 mil conduit, so you need something really strong to hold the string onto the cable. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to send him back to get some duct tape. So I had to think of a way to use this like masking tape to make it strong enough to be able to pull the cable through the conduit. So then I thought, you know, if you wrap it around once, you get a bit of strength, right? You just think about it. One wrap of masking tape around the string and the cable, you get a bit of strength. And then if you put another wrap around it, it becomes more stronger. And then you put another wrap around it, it gets even more stronger. So I did like 15 wraps around and around and around and around. And then I pulled against it, and it was strong enough. So I thought, okay, I'll try to pull the cable now through the conduit using the string. So then we went on the other side, we put it through, and we pulled it, and eventually the whole thing went through. And I thought, oh yeah, that was pretty cool. Maybe we should use that kind of example, like, to try to teach meditation. And it is true, you know. It's like sometimes, like building, like peace. In a sense of like peace and strength in meditation, it's not just like one moment of peace, like just wrapping around that masking tape around the cable just once, you know. But it's wrapping around that peace around the mind over and over and over again, just coming back to the meditation, doing it on a regular basis. And that's sort of how you build like the strength of the mind or of the meditation. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. It's simple. It's very simple, but at the same time, has a lot of benefits as well. And I think the benefits, a lot of people, they come here for the benefits of the meditation. Like I think, like, you know, the clarity of mind, the just not feeling so depressed, or, you know, that the benefits, that's why we're here. And we're asking, how do we get there? And it's quite simple. We just need to be able to just sit down from time to time and just allow the mind to just come back to the moment, or come back to that place of like stillness and peace. And that's all it is, just being able to go back there time and time again. And sometimes we meditate and we want like the big bangs and the bright lights and the insights. But the meditation doesn't happen like that. It's more of a mundane, everyday thing. And the building up of like more stillness and more peace, to the point where you can start to see that it's actually quite beneficial for your life. And you can see the benefits, you know. you become a more like a more happier person, a more peaceful person, a person who understands the world around them a lot more, in a lot more deeper way. In a sense, you know, as a practitioner, you try to protect that, you know, that sense of stillness, that sense of peace, that sanity within your own mind. So you learn how to, with this meditation, it helps you learn how to live in life in a certain way, to continue on that peace and that stillness in the mind. And that's why you know, teachers say, like, what you see in your meditation is what you've been doing during the day. Yeah, like when you meditate, it's sort of like a mirror, and you're just looking at what you did during that day, during your day. If you had like an argument, you're not living a very virtuous lifestyle, you're cheating, you're stealing, and whatever you're doing. And when you sit down in that mirror, you're gonna have a terrible practice. You know, the mind's gonna be restless, it's gonna be unhappy, you know, things like that. But if you're living like a wholesome life, you're not hurting anybody, living in harmony and things like that. When you sit down, the mirror, what it shows you is, you know, a sense of peace, a sense of stillness, a sense of like clarity, a happiness there. And that's all it is. There's no, it's not rocket science behind it. And then what I think is, just after a while, when you practice and you start to see what is going on in the mind, is you sort of like build confidence in your own ability to become more peaceful and more still, and that gives you that faith that this actual path of Buddhism is working, and because of that, you want to commit more to the meditation. You want to meditate for, like, you know, the deeper stages, the possibility of, you know, maybe one day becoming enlightened. So I think these little rewards that you experience as you're meditating does give you that confidence in your own ability, that it is possible to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And like I always like to tell people is and Ajahn Brahm always says the same thing, it doesn't really matter what is going on in your mind when you're meditating, it's how you look at it. And we try to look at it from like a perspective of calm and just coolness. Not controlling, not fighting, not manipulating. Just, you know, you're driven to a nice location, there's a beautiful sunset, and you're just looking at the view. And there's that calmness and coolness that comes along with it. But you're taking that kind of attitude to whatever's happening in your mind. Sometimes you may have a little bit of difficulty, you're getting a little bit irritated. So try to keep that calmness and coolness present and just watch. That's what we tell a lot of people, just watch. And then the things will like disappear. It can't always be bad, you know, like the weather, it can't always be hot, it can't always be cold, and then things will change. And then, you know, when your mind wanders off a little bit, sometimes we're just trying to bring it back to the present moment. Just a little nudge, it goes off a little bit, just bring it back. And it becomes like an exercise, like a training of the mind. And I think sometimes as meditators, we try not to get too upset if things are not working. A lot of the times when I meditate, sometimes I catch myself, I'll be sitting there, and then for the first half an hour, everything's going really well. And then after that, I'm just like, I start daydreaming. A lot of us, we just daydream. We daydream for like 5-10 minutes, and you just catch yourself. And what do? You don't get upset with yourself. You don't fault find. You don't say that you're a bad meditator. You just forget about it. Yeah, let it go and just bring your mind back to the moment. And That's all we do. We just carry on in this way. And as we meditate, as we observe, we can start to see, we can start to feel that we are making progress. You don't need to come to a monk to say, this is what I'm experiencing, yada, yada, yada. Am I making progress? You understand for yourself that you're making progress. And just coming to these, I think just coming to these talks, they just refocus your mind, like refresh the teachings within your mind. It gives you a little bit of inspiration. You all know what the teachings are, so you can continue on with your practice. And it's just really nice. I see a lot of familiar faces. It's just nice to see just people just giving it a shot. Yeah, just coming back and just meditating. And we're not meditating for anything, really. Just to be able to relax and just get away from the world for a little while. And then you could say, like, you know, the peace, the stillness, the insights is in a sense a byproduct of the meditation practice. And that's one of the beautiful things about this Buddha's path. It's like things happen naturally, and they start from just being able to put in the causes in this moment. And the causes for these like beautiful and wonderful and natural things to happen is to sit down quietly and meditate. And as they say, things will happen. Okay. So you're getting your Christmas naughty Santuti. You're gonna get in trouble now. Christmas is a time for forgiveness, right? So so only water for Christmas, no grape juice, right? All right, okay. We'll just I'll just guide you for, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then you can just cruise along on your own. Yeah. So just get yourself into a comfortable position. And you know, when you're meditating, if you feel sore or that you need to move, just you can move. You're not putting your body into a prison, but you're just trying to make it as comfortable as possible so the body doesn't become a disturbance when you're meditating. So you don't get any, like, don't get sore knees or a bad back or a headache or something like that. Because, you know, that can be a disturbance. So having comfort in the body allows the mind to forget about the body for the next 45 minutes. So you're just allowing your mind to be in the present moment. And just being mindful and aware of what's happening now. In a sense, when we meditate, we're just bringing our minds to a state of mindfulness. All you're doing is allowing your mind to just grow in stillness and in peace. And you can do that in many ways. Sometimes we like to just let things be and just go with the moment. Or sometimes for some of us we like to do the breath meditation. It doesn't really matter what we watch, but our main objective is to just allow the stillness and the peace to grow within one's mind. And a way to do that is to just bring your mind back into a state of mindfulness, because we've been trained by the teachers of the past. This word mindfulness, it's got a lot of meaning behind it, but I think when I say mindfulness, everybody knows what it is. We're just bringing our minds back into the moment, and we're just allowing that to build stronger and stronger and stronger. So as we're meditating, we're just allowing things to happen naturally. And what that means is we take away the control, we take away the craving, and we're just sitting there, allowing things to be. And just watch the nature of the mind just grow in front of your eyes when you're meditating. So does anybody have any questions about meditation? Questions. No. Let's go. So, Henry Wang from Victoria. Hi, Ajahn Sen Tuti. Do you have any tips to avoid mind that entertain myself with some interesting views when I start feeling bored during meditation? Yes. There are a lot of tips and tricks that I've heard over the years. And sometimes when we get bored, we start thinking about something. In a sense, sometimes it's useful because sometimes our minds just need to process whatever's going on during the day, whether we're like solving a problem or making a decision in life. And I think just doing it during the meditation can be quite useful because it's, you know, a part of your day where you don't really have so many distractions. And I think it's a good time to actually think about stuff as well. So in a sense, yes, thinking in the meditation can be of use. But then sometimes when you get bored and you try to escape from it by just entertaining yourself with thoughts and ideas and views and what have you, I think one of the skillful means that we've been taught is to just look at the negative impact that this kind of thinking has on the meditation practice. And what usually happens is the thinking mind will just take away from the peace and happiness. And that's what you do. Like at the end of the meditation practice, you reflect, you know, how did my meditation go? Did it go well? And you know, why did it go well? And usually when the meditation goes well is because there was a lack of thinking and more clarity and more mindfulness. And then you ask yourself, when your meditation didn't go well, why didn't it go well? Oh, because my mind was just thinking too much. You know, we think about this and we think about that. And then we wonder why we're not getting peaceful in our meditation practice. So I think that's a skillful way of doing it, just like looking back and seeing what causes peace and what causes distractions. And then the next time when you meditate, you can try to avoid those trappings, so to speak. And yeah, there's many, many different ways of... And sometimes when you're meditating, you're just getting into like the peace and the stillness or watching your breath, and your mind is just so focused on the object of meditation, then it doesn't have any room for any entertaining thoughts to enter the mind. And we were just talking earlier about the weeding problem in Bodhinyana Monastery, and one method, right, of pulling out the weeds, or is getting rid of the weeds, is pulling them out. Go out and pull them out or poison them. That's one way of getting rid of the weeds. Or the other way of getting rid of the weeds is to plant natives, local plants, and eventually the local plants will just overgrow the weeds, and the weeds will have no place to grow. And sort of like the same with the mind. When you're meditating, when you're developing peaceful, still states of mind, they're sort of like the natives which are growing in your mind. And then eventually those, you know, that peace in the mind will just cover the weeds, those entertaining thoughts, those thoughts of escape, and they no longer sort of like show themselves in the mind, because you have something else to take their place. And that is, you know, the peace and the stillness. Okay. Any more questions? No. Okay, we can pay respects to the Buddha.